With Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. This from the National Weather Service in Des Moines. A freeze warning is in effect for the broadcast area tonight into tomorrow morning. More on that in just a moment. Scattered thunderstorms are possible late Saturday night into Sunday. The severe weather potential remains low at this time. The Radio on the Go broadcast area is under a freeze warning from 1 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 30 degrees are expected. The frost and freeze conditions will kill crops, other sensitive vegetation, and possibly damage unprotected outdoor plumbing. To prevent freezing and possible bursting of outdoor water pipes, they should be wrapped, drained, or allowed to drip slowly. Updating you on a story we brought you earlier this week, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department continues to investigate a single-vehicle accident that took place Sunday morning at 948 Highway 65, Rural Geneva. A vehicle was heading westbound on 105th Street and crossed Highway 65 at a high rate of speed, failing to stop. The vehicle destroyed a T-intersection sign that was in the road ditch, then continued into the yard of the residence and went completely through the garage and then through the yard before leaving again on Highway 65. The accident left several thousands of dollars of damage to the garage and items stored inside and behind it. Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd tells Radio on the Go News the department is looking for a white in color 2014 to 2018 GMC Sierra pickup truck. The pickup truck would have significant damage to the driver's side, including the mirror, front end, and roof. An image of a similar vehicle can be found under this news story at radioonthego.com. The Iowa Falls Police Department on Wednesday night arrested 39-year-old Justin Bittner of Iowa Falls, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for failing to appear from the original charge of driving while suspended. Bittner has since been released from the Hardin County Jail. The Hardin County Sheriff's Department on Wednesday afternoon served a warrant to 51-year-old Catherine Allen of Tulsa, Oklahoma, for failing to appear for her arraignment from the original charge of a first offense OWI. Allen is being held at the Hardin County Jail. The Clarksville Police Department on Wednesday night arrested 27-year-old Richard Allen Butterfield of Owine for driving while barred. Butterfield was released from the Butler County Jail on his own recognizance today. Former Hardin County Auditor Jessica Lara has agreed to drop a lawsuit she filed against Iowa State Senator Annette Sweeney of Alden. Lara filed the civil lawsuit against Sweeney in June, alleging that Sweeney slandered Lara in a Zoom town hall meeting back in February when the subject of voter fraud came up. Sweeney was alleged to have stated that some fraud had happened this last season in Hardin County, with the previous auditor adding Lara sent out absentee ballot requests pre-populated or already filled out. That was never proven. Lara agreed to drop the lawsuit in exchange for a public apology from Sweeney, but Sweeney must also pay a portion of Lara's attorney fees. The Nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency in Iowa today released the second set of proposed state redistricting maps after the first set was rejected by Republicans in the state Senate. Under the latest proposed congressional district map, District 4, currently represented by Randy Feenstra, would cover 36 counties, including Hancock, Wright, and Franklin County in the broadcast area. Feenstra announced on Wednesday that he will seek a second term in office. District 2 would be flipped with District 1, as District 2, which currently covers southeast Iowa and represented by Marionette Miller Meeks, would be moved to covering 22 counties in northeast Iowa, including Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Butler, Hardin, and Grundy counties in the broadcast area. Tuesday, the Cerro Gordo County Board of Supervisors approved the USDA Fiscal Year 2021 annual reports for the sanitary sewer systems in Missouri and Swaledale. The Cerro Gordo Supervisors also approved the final pay voucher on the resurfacing project along County Road B60 from Rockwell to Zinnia Avenue, or for a distance of 8 1.4 miles. The Rockwell City Council on Wednesday night approved to purchase a new taser for the police department to not exceed $2,500. The Rockwell Council approved the purchase of a Smith & Wesson AR-15 rifle for $799. The Rockwell City Council also decided to have the city policy state that a person must work for the city for 30 days before they would be eligible for life insurance coverage. The Belmont-Clemmie School Board today will discuss Phase 4 of the high school renovation project, will tour the music classrooms, and will go into a closed session to discuss labor strategy. The Belmont-Clemmie School Board meets today starting at 7 p.m. at the high school library in Belmont. The Barlow Foundation Community Challenge 2021 continues through October 26th. The Barlow Family Foundation is offering the ninth year of the Community Challenge, which is a two-week fundraising event wherein selected nonprofit organizations are awarded matching funds for any fundraising efforts they undertake up to a predetermined project goal. Pamela Barlow-Anksman, Foundation Chair, tells Radio On The Go News the rules on giving during the challenge.
Minimum is $25, the max is $100 a person. We have set that up so that we hopefully help our organizations expand their base so that when they do further fundraisers, they have a much larger base to draw from. So that seems to work. It gets more people involved.
Six organizations applied to be in the challenge this year, and all six were accepted, including the Edgewood Board.
Edgewood Place, it's a historic building in Iowa Falls and are wanting to do some remodeling inside. And the Ellsworth College Foundation is trying to start a museum. They have never had one, and they have a lot of really good historical memorabilia that they need a place for. And then the Iowa Falls High School has three. One is the Cadet Kitchen. They are fundraising for a food truck. And then there's an esports group that has started last year, and then the vocal music department is wanting funds to do soundboards and risers. And then the last one is the Ladies Social Gathering, which is a group that oversees the Union Cemetery in Iowa Falls, which is the historic cemetery in town, and they did a lot of work on some of the monuments.
For more information, go to barlowfamilyfoundation.org. That's barlowfamilyfoundation.org, and a link to that website can be found under this news story at radioonthego.com. The fall colors this time of year are beautiful across the state, but with the leaves turning right now comes additional yard work. The Iowa DNR encourages Iowans to not burn their leaves, but explore different options for their use. Composting, mulching, or bagging your leaves are three options outside of burning that could prove beneficial this fall. Composting leaves and food scraps is a great way to turn waste into garden nutrients. A good compost mix needs both carbon from dead or dry leaves and nitrogen from green materials like food scraps and grass clippings. Leaves are a free natural fertilizer that enriches your soil with organic matter should you choose to mulch this fall. You can use a regular lawnmower to mulch leaves or use a mulching lawnmower to shred and mix leaves and grass into your yard. Bagging your leaves is also another option, and be sure to check with your community to see if they collect yard waste or to have a drop-off site. All three are great alternatives to burning leaves this fall, which will help protect you and your neighbor's lungs from harmful pollutants that can be found in leaf smoke. Our high thus far for today here at the Radio On The Go studios in Hampton, 48 degrees. Our morning low, 44. For Radio On The Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.